Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. President's supposed to speak about an hour from now to deliver a statement on his health care law, from which the Democratic rats are jumping from the sinking ship. Well, you just call Democrats rats. It's a metaphor. But have you ever looked at all the words spelled? I mean, it's kind of in there. But they are. They are rats jumping from the sinking ship. We'll get to that. Tight end Jermichael Finley will undergo spinal fusion surgery. His agent, in a statement to Pro Football Talk, said the Packers tight end will have the surgery performed by Dr. Joseph, and it's hard for me to say this with a straight face, Maroon, a neurosurgeon with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The agent says that while the surgery is not 100% necessary, it is a proactive measure that should alleviate future risks with regard to a similar episode or re-injury. And his agent said he's confident that Jermichael will fully recover following the procedure. Once surgery has been completed, Jermichael has every intention of resuming his football career, and we fully support his efforts to do so. Dr. Mark Chmura weighed in on the matter. I say that sarcastically. Chmura said he believes that Jermichael Finley's career is over. Plenty of Packers players have expressed their feelings on Finley's injury, but Chmura's revelations bring more of a lump to the throats of Packers fans nationwide. Chmura spoke about Finley, said, I'll give you a little snippet. Chmura said he said he had a chance to talk to Jermichael Finley, and that it's the C3 and C4 vertebrae. He's definitely not going to play in Green Bay again. That's his prediction. I don't think the odds are very good, but I'm not going to speculate. I think the odds of Jermichael Finley playing football again are very low. But who knows? Who knows? I didn't know that Peyton Manning was going to make it back on the field. I had great doubts about that. But there he is. He's back. This is kind of a sports note and kind of a radio note. A well-known voice in Wisconsin radio was critically injured in an accident yesterday that apparently involved a drunk driver or impaired driver, from what we know at this point. Steve the Homer True. In recent years, Steve True is best known as the radio voice of the Marquette University basketball team, but has been a sports talk host of note in Wisconsin since 1989. Spent a lot of time at WISN in Milwaukee and is now on a sports talk station in Milwaukee. By the way, yesterday, Jason, was his 59th birthday. I've always been a big fan of the Homer. I really have. I think he is the best sports talk guy in Wisconsin. I've just always felt he's had a unique perspective. I remember, and I don't know who he was talking to, it was obviously someone in Boston radio, when the Packers were going to take on the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I was teaching in Milwaukee at the time, and I would listen to Steve's show. I was teaching at MSOE, and I would drive back from Milwaukee to Sheboygan listening to the Homer. I've never met Steve, by the way, and I loved his show. Just loved it. And they were doing kind of radio theater, he and this guy from Boston, where they're talking smack, and Homer asks him a legitimate question about the matchup between the Packers and the Patriots. And the guy on the other end goes, okay, are we done screwing around? You want me to answer that seriously now? Because the whole thing was as though it were real. It was real. You know, that they're throwing smack about Bledsoe and Favre and all of that. And he asks him a legitimate football question. The guy goes, are we done screwing around? You want to talk for real now? And I was like, yeah, yeah. I actually want to talk football now. Oh, okay, okay. And then they did. I just thought it was very good. According to police, Trube was driving a Toyota Corolla east on West Hampton in Milwaukee when he was struck by the driver of a Cadillac driving southeast on West Fond du Lac. From what I read, he was in the intersection, was Steve True, had a green light, and the other driver ran a red, is from the way that I saw it. Now, what the Journal Sentinel is reporting today is that he has a serious head injury but is improving. Critically injured was the word yesterday. But if he is improving, that would be great, great news. He really, I've never met him. I'm told he's a wonderful guy. I do know people who know him, and I'm told he's just one of the nicest guys you would ever want to meet. One other sports note, Clay Matthews is getting that bowling ball off his hand. That is good news. He was clearly frustrated Sunday, couldn't grip at all, and it just, I argue, I don't know if it made sense for him to be out there. They're going to put a brace on it, and at least the fingers are going to be visible on that hand. And hopefully he'll be more like Clay Matthews. The brace, however, will still try to protect it from any impact. 6 weeks is considered the normal healing time. As of next week, it'll be 6 weeks, as of Sunday's game. And hopefully that'll have a greater impact. The Packers are just getting healthier in a number of fronts, not at quarterback at the moment. I saw Dietrich Smith is going to play. Did you see that, Jason? Looks like he's going to be all right. Yeah, that's what I thought I saw. I think that's huge. Very big. And they're getting other defensive players back, which is critical because the defense has been as big a part of the problem as anything. I think it's possible. I'm not predicting this. I think it's possible they could win the next two games. I do. If they do, they're right back in it, which makes the Thanksgiving Day game against Detroit one of the biggest games the Packers have played. They had a big one against Detroit just the other year, too. And they remember they handled them surprisingly easily in that game. I do not anticipate that to be the case. I think the Lions are getting better. I really do. And I think they are the team that can give Green Bay the most trouble. Although the Bears might not go away either. If they can get Aaron Rodgers back for Detroit, I think that would be huge. A few moments from now, 10 o'clock to be exact, Sarah Palin will be speaking in the Wausau area. She'll be speaking, I believe, in Rib Mountain. And the Wausau paper, in advance of that, the Wausau Daily Herald, has an editorial in today's paper. Dear Sarah Palin, Wausau is more than a battle against Scrooges. This is their preemptive strike of Sarah Palin speaking in Wausau today, which she does at 10 o'clock. I want to share this with you. Dear Sarah Palin, welcome to Wausau. We know you're not here long. Wednesday, you were in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. Friday, you're off to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and Fort Benning, Georgia. But since this is your only stop today, we hope you'll have a chance to see the area, and who knows, maybe even pick up a newspaper. Don't misunderstand us. We welcome you. Liar. I'm sorry. We welcome you. And what is probably going to be a packed crowd of your fans, maybe some folks who are not such big fans, and a whole lot of people who just want to see what all the fuss is about at your book signing from 10 a.m. to noon at Walmart in Rib Mountain. You're a big celebrity, and people are bound to be interested in what you look like in real life and what you have to say. We're interested, too, but we have a few concerns. We believe that you were attracted here in part by the recent controversy in the Wausau School District about a policy that would have limited Christmas music and some holiday performances. You weighed in online on that controversy, which seems to fit with the broad themes of your book. If so, some words of caution. To reduce what happened here to a battle against Scrooges who want Christ out of Christmas, as you put it on your Facebook page, is to miss the way this community came together around this issue, and the way local leaders listened to and responded to community voices. You're reducing it to politics, to polarization, a battle between two sides. We understand why, but that isn't right. That isn't what happened. people of all political persuasions and from a real range of religious views were united on this. Many did have religious convictions behind their reactions. We applaud and value those. But most people also value tolerance and diversity. They understand we do need to be sensitive to the fact that public schools are public and not every student is a Christian. Wausau residents also spoke up because we value the craft involved in teaching and learning to perform those songs, because we value the work of local educators and the effort put forth by local students, and because the affected performances were themselves something that brought the community together. Those values aren't easily fit into a battle of secular versus religious or left versus right. On the importance of having residents show up to protest a wrong-headed school directive, as you wrote, we side with you. Or perhaps you were siding with us. But your first impulse here seems to be to draw battle lines, to caricature opponents, and to create villains. And we cannot follow you there. That's because it's our strong suspicion that even the educators who recommended limiting religious music are good people who were trying to do the right thing. We disagreed with the proposed changes, and we're glad the district reversed them. But trying to destroy Christmas? No. They were trying to strike a balance on a complex issue. They got the balance wrong. The community reacted. The school board listened, and the problem was fixed. That way of telling the story probably doesn't sell as many books, and it definitely won't inspire the sort of incredibly strong reactions, both adoring and harshly critical, that you seem to attract virtually everywhere you go. But that's what it looked like from where we live. Then listen to this last line. You of all people should know what it's like to be caricatured, and we can't imagine you like it. Please don't do the same thing to Wausau. Editorial in today's Wausau Daily Herald. Here's where they get this wrong. And before I get to that, I find it interesting that they at least concede she's been caricatured. She has. Okay, but is she wrong when she says they tried to take the Christ out of Christmas and this was the Scrooges trying to steal Christmas? Let me address that in 3 minutes. Is Sarah Palin, as she has a book signing in Wausau today, is she guilty of caricaturing this? I'll tell you what I think in three. It's 9:48.
The Jerry Bader Show.